Hello.
Hi, my name is Miles, and I'm with AstrologyAnswers.com customer service department. I was just returning your call. How may I help you today?
Yes, hi. I spoke with someone earlier today, and a supervisor was supposed to get back in touch with me. I purchased the Master Tarot Deck and the Tarot Master Guide on Facebook. Now, I have my receipt. I did receive the deck. However, I never received a link to access the Tarot Master Guide. I thought it was supposed to come in the mail, but I was told that it is a download. So
yes.
I don't have that information.
Can you provide the email address associated with your account?
Yes. Teresa, T-H-E-R-E-S-A, dot Piazza, P as in Paul, I-A-Z-Z-A, at gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And can you confirm the name associated with the account?
Teresa Piazza.
And the date of birth?
December 6,
1949. Okay, thank you. I see your account, but it doesn't show any purchases having been made.
I know, and that's what the young lady was telling me. But I just got them. They just sent me the deck, so somebody has my address and has the information somewhere because I received the deck. I purchased it on April 16th of this year.
I wonder, let's see here. I wonder if the guide is available to view without having to necessarily make a purchase.
No, I was charged.
Or if,
I was charged
let's see.
For it.
Well,
I
then
was
with that in mind, let's see here. Reports. Let's see. Generate new report. Let me see if I can. If it'll let me, let's see. No, not that type of report. Let's see here. I'm trying to figure out a way to get you access to the master tarot. Because the guide is just something that's on the website. Like,
well, this is a tarot master guide, second edition.
Yes, ma'am. I mean, yes, it's a – when you're logged – okay, so if I was in an account, let's see if I can just get into an account. I should be able to. That shouldn't be a problem. Let me see. Yeah, that could work out for me even well. Yeah, that should work. Okay. So, let me pull this up real quick. Because if the guide is something that you can just read without it being, you know, a big deal, then I could send you the guide. We'll just see how that works out. Let me see if I can do that.
Okay.
That would be super helpful if I can just do it that way.
Yeah,
okay,
I agree.
So let me go here, and this is well outside the box thinking. There's the Tarot Master Tarot Deck Guide, the only tarot deck guide that exists on the website. So if I can view it, let me view it. Okay. No. So it doesn't give access if you haven't purchased the Master, but you've already purchased the Master Tarot Deck. So
I purchased it at the same time, the Tarot Master Guide at the same time.
Right, exactly, because when you purchase the Master Tarot Deck, then you can purchase the Tarot Guide, you know, second edition at the same time, of course.
Mm-hmm.
So you'll be able to use your cards. It's gated, though. If it wasn't gated, then it would have been more easy for me to just send it to you.
Right.
Is there... Let's see. Is there another way I can do this? Let's see. No, that's probably not going to work. Let's see. Master Tarot Guide, create link. Okay, cool. Let's see what happens if I go to this link. Paste and go. And there's the guide. And all I have to do is download it, attach it to an email, send it to you, and I can send you the link to it as well.
Wonderful.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, so see, Master Tarot Deck Guide. Let's see here, save. Okay, and it is the Master Tarot Guide Second Edition, so it's what you are expecting to receive. So let me get this email set up to send to you. I'll also include a link to it for you. That's not a problem. Let's see. So you can either download the attachment that I'll have attached to the email, or you can just click on the link and open it up on the web browser. Master Tarot Deck Guide, Second Edition. And let me attach it. Let's see. Attach. No, not link. Paperclip. There it is. Okay. Master Tarot Deck Guide. Open. Let me capture the link. Got the link. Let me throw that in the email. There's that. Make it a link. Hyperlink. Okay, cool. Alrighty. Let's see here. Boom, boom. And make it big so it's easy and very easy to see, very easy to read. The link. There we go. And just type. Simply click the link below to access the, I'll just copy that, paste that there to save your time, put a colon, fix that typographical error there, make that type bigger so it's easy to read, make it large, and send the email. All right, I've sent the email, and I can wait for you to verify receipt of the email. That's not a problem.
Okay.
I'm glad you got me.
Why you say that?
Because I'm a outside of the box thinker that's pretty good with problem solving. So
I got you too.
Yeah, because I mean, whoever you spoke with the first time when you called in and said, "Hey, I didn't get my tarot guide," well, technically they could have done the same exact thing that I did, but.
Mm-hmm. No, she was struggling. She was really struggling with it. She really was. Yes, I did receive it.
Yes. So, I'm not going to say anything bad about that person whatsoever, but it's just that, it just took me a little bit to figure it out. But just, you know, putting in that effort and looking at, well, what can I do? You know, what is it, you know, available to me that I can actually do with this? And then if you take a look around what you can do, like I figured it out. Pretty quick.
I think she was having a little problem. Maybe she was new. I don't know. You know.
But then there's also the thing about talking to me.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody will send you an email. I have an email. So I have a separate email. You know, it says miles@customerservice@gmail.com because that's my email account that's reserved strictly for customer service purposes so that when someone's having a problem on the website, you know, rather than try to go through like a, because you know, some of the people that use the website, you know, some of them, you know, when they were younger, when they were a kid or a teenager, a computer was the size of an entire big room, you know, and information was stored on little, you know, punch cards and things like that.
Well, this
the technology
was a young
has come
woman
a long
I
way.
No, this is a young woman I spoke to, but I think she might have been. I think you know, she just didn't know how to access it. So, you know, she said she was going to have someone get back in touch with me, but no one called. So I'm glad I got you.
Oh, you're very welcome. Yeah, and I was just explaining, you know, that some of the people that I talk to, you know, maybe they don't have the best computer skills whatsoever.
Right.
So rather than spending, you know, half an hour to an hour trying to explain how to do something on the internet, I can just send them an email with a link that they can just open their email, click on that link. It'll take them directly to where they need to go. And that's the reason why I have that email reserved strictly for customer service purposes. That I use to help customers to make it
convenient. But do all customer service representatives have access to that?
With the other?
Yes.
I mean, they could do that if they wanted to. We're not necessarily, no one instructs us to or encourages us to send emails like that to a customer. No one, you know, necessarily says, you know, to do that. I just take it upon myself to solve the problem and try to help the customer to the best of my ability and make it as easy for the customer as possible, you know, at the same time. So that way it saves me time and it saves the customer time, but also it makes the customer happy. And that's
right.
The most important thing is to make the customer happy. Because if the customer is having a difficult time on the website and you say, okay, well, how can I access this thing that I just purchased?
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to pull up their, you know, because it gives us the ability, like we can click where it says click to go to member section. And if I click on go to member section and it's and then the customer hasn't even set up their login credentials.
Right.
And then you say, okay, well, Mrs. Smith, you need to go to astrologyanswers.com. And then in the upper right, you need to click on where you can log in. And then Mrs. Smith, instead of going directly to the website, she goes to Google and she types it in and it says, well, which one of these links do I click on? I'm not sure where to go. So instead of having Ms. Smith have to, you know, try to figure out, you know, some things that she may not necessarily be very good at, I just send her a link directly. Here you go. Here's a link to where you can log in. Here's your login credentials. So when you get there, just enter this information. That'll get you logged in. And then after you're logged in, if you want to change the password, you can do so. Just go up in the upper right. You'll see where you can access your account information. Just click on Edit Profile, and you'll see where you can change your password. So if you want to change that password, you can. Or you can keep the password that I've set for you because it'll be easily accessible right there for you in the email that I sent to you. So if you forget it, it'll just be right there in that email.
Mm-hmm. Well, listen, thank you so much for helping me. I appreciate
it. Oh, you're welcome. It's my pleasure. And if you don't mind, I'm going to take just a brief moment just to type up a little note that I assisted you today.
Okay.
Let's see here. And thank you very much for your patience and your kindness. And was there anything else that I could assist with today here at astrologyanswers.com customer service department?
No, that's all. Thank you so much for your help.
You're very welcome. I'd like to thank you very much for your call today to astrologyanswers.com customer service department. It was my pleasure to assist you, and I do hope that you have a good weekend.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.